As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Please, please pump it. Please.
For the love of God.
Please.
Pump it.
So, bad news, folks, because we are going to have a booze shortage for the holidays. That's right. You're going to have to be sober while dealing with your in-laws. We're already starting to see it in places like Southern California, everything like that. I don't think it's hit the whole country, but the way they're talking, things like alcohol, beer, glass, wine, there's going to be short supply of it.
It's probably what it is, dude. They're probably doing it on purpose because they're realizing how much a problem it's got. Dude, people boozing hard since the pandemic. Man,
it started off as fun, like we got 2 weeks off of work, and then it's like, oh my god, a year and a half later,
a problem.
I have a drinking problem now. Yeah, it's true. It's true, Hunter.
I mean, I get it. You know, you got some little extra time. You have more time at home. Yep. You got that wet bar. You know
what we're going to see, Hunter? More homemade booze, which also can be very dangerous because there's no regulations on that.
Make it as strong as you want.
We all have that one family member that, like, that's their hobby is to make wine, and it literally has, like, ruined family gatherings.
This is rubbing alcohol. You take paint nail off with this. This is not to drink.
Uncle John brings his homemade wine, and Grandma ends up getting wasted and takes her top off at Thanksgiving. It's like, all right, you made it too strong, Uncle John. You made it too strong. So, yeah. Made that in my bathtub over the pandemic. Boy. Yeah, I don't want that.
Were you in it while you made it too?
I don't want that. So anyway, you might want to stock up now before that shortage hits because you don't want to be at the holidays without the booze, all right? We need it. Mm-hmm. We need it. Uncle John's bathtub wine is not as good as it sounds, okay? Lastly, if you have a deep voice, wow, you have a deep voice. Apparently, according to a study anyways from the Germans, you're more dominating, outgoing, and are more open to casual hookups than people with voices in the higher range.
Going to be a bunch of dudes walking around later today.
Hey, baby, what's up?
But here's the thing, though, is it works for both men and women. So you also got the chicks out there like, hey, you're looking for a good time? It's like, all right, I guess. If a woman has a deeper voice than you, Hunter, does that throw you off a little bit?
It does. I knew a girl, too, had a pretty deep voice, man. Yeah. And very, very good-looking girl.
You like that, baby? You like that? Oh, yeah.
Very good-looking girl.
Oh, yeah.
With
deep voice. Yeah.
See, I can muscle through it. And luckily for me, I have a fairly deep voice. So it's hard for that to find. I run into a couple, but I don't know. It sounded like I was making love to myself.
How about an Adam's apple? Can you have a chick with a deep voice and an Adam's?
Look, with enough drinks, I'm fine. Enough of Uncle John's bathtub wine, and I can muscle through an Adam's apple, all right? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Good Lord, man.
Hey, at least I'm not alone, okay?
Your bar. You don't have a bar. Your bar is laying on the ground.
Yep. It's buried. It is buried.
It never was a bar.
No. It's all right. Anyway, so what do we got? We got booze shortages, and if you got a deep voice, you're crushing it. That's it.
This is out there. Yeah, get it.
Barry White was just slaying ass. That's what it was. So. All right, that is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.